Welcome to the Relevant Radio Fall Pledge Drive.
Join the family.
Join the family.
Welcome. You're listening to Trending with Tim Ray here on Relevant Radio, and we have a show full of the topic of marriage every Thursday here on Trending. We're going to talk about the importance of fidelity and permanence within marriage and why this matters, and when we get rid of it, how this creates confusion about perhaps putting friendships before a marriage, even confusing what the mission of marriage is. We'll discuss what is marriage and how has it become quite confused in today's culture, hence why we saw some of the votes we did this week, having to do with sexual education curriculum, having to do with marriage and what individual state constitutions say about marriage. First, to kick off this hour, praying for an end to abortion, join me in also praying for our pledge drive. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired with this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Holy Mother, the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. If you'd like to join the conversation with a question, you can always message me on Instagram. You can find my social media handles at relevantradio.com/trending, or give me a call at 1-888-914-9149. It's our marriage hour every week here on Thursdays, and it could be anything related to dating and relationships, that is working our way toward marriage, or the nitty-gritty joys and challenges that marriage bring. One of the topics that we'll discuss in just a little bit is actually the topic of mourning and praying for a deceased spouse. We're in the month where we focus often, not just at the beginning of the month on All Souls Day, but we continue to keep those petitions for our loved ones throughout the month. And so we'll discuss what that looks like and what the church has to say for widows and widowers as well, and how it actually reminds us of the mission that marriage sends us on. First, a pop take to dive into today on Trending. You may have heard that the celebrity pastor Carl Lentz and his wife have left one of the mega churches, Hillsong, that's well known on the East Coast. Now, Carl Lentz allegedly baptized Justin Bieber when he came into their church there. And we've talked a lot about Justin Bieber here on the show. Bieber's been one that I think has fascinated many of us with the strong remarks that he and his wife have made with regard to marriage, with regard to their own pasts, and what they're working on as individuals, which is pretty fascinating to see a young couple of faith in Hollywood with a massive young following talking about important issues surrounding marriage. That's why I've highlighted them often, but I find it interesting to dive into why Carl Lentz left his job and what it can teach us about marriage, what it can teach us about serving in ministry, about our job, education, career, and hobbies. See, Carl Lentz ended up coming out that not only when he left did he accept his resignation, essentially, but what came out was a social media post that he put up on Instagram where he actually shared publicly that part of the reason why he left was because he had been unfaithful to his own spouse. He said he did not do an adequate job of protecting my own spirit. This is something that we see so often when we think, man, God's really given me a mission. He's given me a talent. He's given me something to do, and I need to focus on that. Whether it's Carl Lentz working to bring about the kingdom of God and to preach there at his mega church, whether it's someone involved in pro-life work, the pro-life movement, whether it's an incredible talent you have at your career, perhaps it's accounting, perhaps it's nursing, or it could even be a hobby that you have. A hobby you have that you just go, wow, God wouldn't just give me this passion for this hobby if I wasn't supposed to pursue it all the time. What is it for you? I don't know. There's so many hobbies and things where we can go, wow, this is a part of who I am. And then we run with it and we forget that ultimately, big picture, what is our vocation in life? You and I each have the vocation to holiness. Above all else. And we talk a lot about your little V and big V vocation. Big V vocation being marriage or consecrated religious life, being a priest. And then, you know, we talk about those other small V vocations where, you know, maybe we're called to pro-life work. Maybe we're called to serve in youth ministry. Maybe we're called to really give our talents in the workplace. And yet we forget this overarching vocation that God calls us to divine beatitude with Him in heaven. Our main vocation in life is holiness. And if we are living a life that isn't going to get us there, well then, what's the point? And I think that this is what is so humbling about what Carl Lentz says about leaving his position at the megachurch Hillsong on the East Coast. He recognized he did not do an adequate job of protecting himself. He was so busy looking at all these other souls that it led him to a place of infidelity in his marriage. And I admire it because he says, I take full responsibility. And he talks about how he's rebuilding that trust with his wife, Laura, in the family. This is where we're reminded, holiness first. That is our mission. Now, perhaps you're in a marriage that doesn't say, hey, honey, you know, I'm just going to ditch you because you're not up with where I'm at in my prayer life. Or you're not there with me in terms of where I'm at in my spirituality. So you ditch your spouse. No. That's where the cross starts to come in. You're called to invite your spouse in as much as you're able, as you're working on that path to sanctification. And that's where it can become challenging, that tug and pull. We hear the apostles and St. Paul who say, wow, they look at what Jesus Christ says, and Jesus Christ says, no marriage. Look at Matthew, Gospel according to Matthew. Look at Mark chapter 10. Jesus is very clear. No, there is no such thing as divorce in marriage. And what do the apostles say? Oh, well, perhaps it's not expedient to get married. Who can do this? That sounds kind of difficult. It is. Because fidelity and permanence here on earth matter. And so Carl Lentz in his comments talks about how life, he was called to live in such a way that honors the mandate, that is the mission that he was given. But there's a problem when the way we live doesn't honor the church and it doesn't honor God. Sure, we could have things that seem to look put together. Perhaps you're married. Perhaps you're doing some pro-life work. Perhaps you're volunteering over here. But is that really the correct context of where we understand that we can be doing all of these various things, but if we don't have the right perspective, we're just a cog in that machine of progress that we talk about so often here on Trending, where we get distracted by just running and getting that task list done. We can forget that there's actually a purpose inside of every single thing that we do. And we need to have our soul refilled day in and day out by that constant union with God. Constant union with God. And so I challenge you to really ponder and really focus on, where am I maybe getting distracted in my own marriage? Where am I forgetting to have my soul, my spirit filled up and not just trying to run and do good things? Because doing good things are great, but if we don't have that faith, if we don't have that right relationship with God that puts clear context to the relationships we have with other people, we're going to struggle. There are going to be falls. And, you know, I pray for Carl Lentz and his wife, Laura, and how challenging it must be to have such a public example of infidelity and their children and for them to share this. But at the same time, here they are accepting that there has been a major fault within their own marriage. And here they are working forward and saying, I have to pull back a little bit. I have to transition where I'm at in my marriage to make sure that my marriage comes first, my path to sanctification and holiness comes first, and that I don't just try to run around doing the work of God, because it's God's work, not mine, and I need to trust that there are going to be times where He calls me to focus in a different way. I'll be back in just a little bit here on Trending. We're going to talk about how marriage has a mission and alternative forms of committed relationships coming above marriage when you're married. We'll be right back.
Hi, Father Rocky here. Did you know that this year, Relevant Radio will be celebrating 20 years of bringing Christ to the world through the media? One reason we've been able to stay on the air this long is our generous monthly donors. They've budgeted a gift of $25 or more every month for Relevant Radio. We call these generous monthly donors our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society. Please consider becoming a member. It helps us to budget better on our end. It saves us money, and you'll get some wonderful spiritual benefits in return, like being included in our Mass, Rosary, and Chaplet General Intentions. Take a look at all the spiritual benefits at relevantradio.com/Joseph. Now, we only have today and tomorrow left in our pledge drive, and I sure hope you'll join the family. We have matching funds this hour, so whatever dollar amount you give will be doubled. Check out our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society and give online now at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app.
All right, there you heard it from Father Rocky, our executive director, and you can help support Relevant Radio in a huge way if you become that recurring giver. Become a member of our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society. You can make that pledge by calling 877-291-0123. You can also pledge online, relevantradio.com, or through the Relevant Radio app. I'm Josh Raymond, along with Timmery, and we are going to get back to her show here in just a moment, but this is that brief timeout where we ask you to help support what you hear on Relevant Radio, especially help support Trending with Timmery, and join the family. We really mean that. Become a part of the family here at Relevant Radio, and whether it's your prayers or your financial contributions, we need them. We need them to be able to continue what we're doing here. And one of those things, as you're listening to Timmery talk about marriage and what the Catholic Church actually teaches about marriage, which quite often is at odds with our culture, we're talking about fundamental truths. And that's something you really don't hear many other places. And that's something that is so key for Relevant Radio, is being able to talk about not only the truth, but the fullness of the truth that's found here in our Catholic faith. You can support that right now by calling 877-291-0123. And anybody who donates during this hour of Trending is going to have their donation matched dollar for dollar. Doesn't matter the size of the gift. It is matched when you call 877-291-0123. Donate online, relevantradio.com, or through the Relevant Radio app.
Josh, we need 100 people to step out today and make that commitment to support Relevant Radio, to support Trending here on air. Our need during this pledge drive is 2.7 million in order to keep us moving and functioning, to stay out in the media. You know, you're not really receiving accurate information even about what's happening in terms of the election, in terms of what's happening in terms of the cultural pulse. What is truth? And this is what we're discussing day in and day out here. We are a means of communication, clarity, and truth for you. And I hope that you will choose to participate in this mission by not just listening and living it out, but putting your money where your listening ears are to help support Trending. So please call us if that's your only way to donate. The number is 1-877-291-0123. Otherwise, you receive special gifts for donating online, relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app.
That's right. And in fact, on our way to hitting 100 donations this hour, already heard from 10 people who have stepped forward and said, I'm going to help support Relevant Radio. I'm going to support Trending. You can be the next one, 877-291-0123, relevantradio.com, or the Relevant Radio app. And again, remember, any amount that you donate matched dollar for dollar. Don't wait. Don't put it off. Do it right now. Join the family.
So, what's trending? Bridging your Catholic faith with your everyday life. You're listening to Trending with Timmery on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
I can't even believe that this is a phrase today. Quote, alternative forms of committed relationships. Are you in an alternative form of a committed relationship? And better yet, does that alternative form of a committed relationship come before your marriage? I was reading an article from The Atlantic by Raina Cohen. It's titled, "What if friendship, not marriage, was at the center of life?" And it chronicles the story of Cami West, who, when dating someone, looked at the person and said, "Hey, look, this, my friend, she's my number one. She was there before you, she'll be there after you, so dude, just want to make sure that you get this right." Now, sure, they're dating. That's a little bit different of a context. But this is what is seen in marriages today. This is what's seen when people say, "Hey, I'm out. I need a break. I need a vacation. I can't do this anymore." Because we prioritize other relationships above the commitment we've made to marriage. Now, there was a phrase that was very common among middle school and high schoolers about 6 years or so ago. It was, "You're my bae." B-A-E. You may remember that, or you may think, I have no idea what you're talking about. And I remember I would see, you know, all these girls posting on social media, "With my bae," B-A-E. And I remember at one point finally asking one of my younger sisters, "What the heck does that mean?" Because I knew it had something to do with best friend, and so I kind of just ignored it. In context, I figured it out. Oh, no, no, I was wrong. I did not get it. It was not best friend. It was B-A-E, my bae, stands for before all else. Now, this is the culture that's been formed in many young girls who are now of marriageable years. And they've had this attitude that, like, my friends really come first. Why? Well, I think it's because we've grown up, many, in a culture of not really seeing fidelity in marriages around us. Seeing a lot of abandonment, single parenting. Also, I think it has a lot to do with a lack of siblings. We don't really learn that tug and pull of giving and receiving and sacrificing and coming to terms with your own faults. And so a lot of young people have turned to this expression before all else with regard to their friends because they enter into intense emotional experiences with others. Very intense emotional experiences with others. Relationships that we could call intimate. And I'm not talking about sexually intimate, but they are intimate because people are so hungry for friendship and connectedness and love. And it's so much so many women who want to wait till marriage, and men as well, to wait till marriage to engage in sexual intimacy, do so earlier on because they want that comfort and that companion. People who are raised with great values are surrounded by a culture that say, "What's the big deal? Move in together." We so desperately long to be connected. And this could be in heterosexual relationships. It could be in platonic relationships with people of the same sex. But what's happening is that it's confusing many people about what is romance. Now, romance isn't strictly sexual, but they're starting to think, "Wow, I'm in this intimate relationship, and maybe it is something that's romantic. Maybe I should reconsider this." And so you have all these young people, especially young women, who are starting to say, "Well, maybe I am a lesbian. I actually have a friend who just a year or two ago we got together after some time and said, you know, Timory, I really have had to think about it. You know, I haven't dated anyone in a couple of years. I've not really had anyone who's piqued my interest." In my mind, I'm thinking, ding, 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 ding. You haven't been around anyone that would pique your interest. I know that for sure. And so she said, "I really had to stop and ask myself, am I a lesbian?" And I started laughing. I'm like, "Are you kidding me? Like, I've known you for years. You've got to be kidding me right now." She said, "No, I'm serious." And she's laughing at herself. She's laughing at herself asking this question. But she said, "I have such intense, good friendships with some of the women I'm around that she started to have this mentality of that bae mindset." And I didn't grow up with bays before all else phrases for friends, but a lot of women who are right around that quote unquote quarter life crisis age, as our culture is starting to point to it as, they're starting to think, maybe there's something to this alternative committed relationship. It's a sense of romance, but it's platonic, it's non-sexual. Well, this touches on the bigger problem that I mentioned a moment ago. Loneliness. In fact, our own Surgeon General emphasized that 1 out of 5 Americans report feeling alone and referred to this as a public health crisis. We need to take things like this seriously. Also, we know, and this is staggering when you look at it, 42% of adult Americans do not live with a spouse or a partner. So that means about 58% of Americans live with someone who they're either married to or are in a, quote, committed relationship. But nearly half of the nation, 42%, more than 4 out of 10 people are not living with someone who they are saying, well, I'm committed but not all the way committed in marriage, or they're not in a marriage with. That's a significant number of people who are no longer getting married or even trying to play house and imitate marriage. So what can we learn about this? Attitudes with regard to marriage really go in this direction. They don't last and they aren't faithful. And so much of the rest of today's show will tie into this topic that we brought up at the beginning of the show, permanence and fidelity. So attitudes about marriage believe that marriages don't last, so they're not permanent. They go away, so I need to place emphasis on other relationships apart from committed marital relationships. And second, they aren't faithful. This goes directly against the foundation of what the sacrament of matrimony is and the exact vows that we take, that marriage is permanent and faithful. And then we don't even think about the fact that when we say that, let's say my best friend comes first before my spouse, we don't realize what impact this has if there are children. In fact, if we're even willing to allow children to enter in, because clearly we have other priorities with friendships before our marriage. Now, if there are children and that number one girlfriend comes first before your spouse, or flip it in the opposite direction, but this seems to be something that women in particular are dealing a little more with those girls, their girlfriends being first and edifying them. This goes against the idea of fruitfulness within marriage. It goes against the attitude that the children have the primacy within the marriage. And they're to be honored and they're supposed to see fidelity between their spouses, but fidelity to them, that unconditional love, that they come first. You see, cheating can come in various forms, not just physically engaging with someone who isn't your spouse. It can also come in the form of emotional cheating that we've discussed. But I think that it can also start with a different type of cheating, a cheating that has to do with putting other priorities first, a mission, a project, or a different type of friendship, these alternative friendships. We have to remember that marriage is a vocation. It's a path of sanctification toward heaven, and it requires sacrificial love. Not my desires first and the friendships I would like to prioritize first, but the fact that I've entered into a marriage that has to do with faithfulness and permanence and fruitfulness that will absolutely transform me. We'll talk more about what the mission of marriage is and what marriage is in just a bit.
Got 33 minutes left here in this hour of Trending with Timmery. I'm Josh Raymond along with Timmery. And if you have not made your pledge, if you've not supported Relevant Radio, tomorrow is the last day. Tomorrow is the last day of the last pledge drive of the year here at Relevant Radio. And we do need your help. We do need your support. In fact, we need to hear from 74 more people who can step up and donate this hour and help support Relevant Radio at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. 0123. Donate online at relevantradio.com or through the Relevant Radio app. And any amount that you donate is matched dollar for dollar. We didn't have that match yesterday, but it's here today. So who knows if it'll be here tomorrow. Make sure that you make that donation right now. 877-291-0123. Relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. And Timory, so my wife's name is Baylen. And we, you know, we've been married for 21 years, going on 22. And we had some friends over, I don't know, this was 2-3 years ago. And they would hear me use my wife's name just in a shortened fashion. And I'd say, hey, Bay, are you going to do this? And they didn't put it together that it was her name shortened. They thought I would, and they actually commented, they said, wow, you guys, you're so with it. And so,
you're,
you know,
so modern.
I know, you're so hip with the kids. And what? And we had no idea that that was even a thing. And so they explained it to us. And we said, oh, well, we're the original. We're the we've got the original Bay.
We got it right, okay? Yep. We've got it right. Josh, you know, I'm thinking about this, and here's this confusion in the culture about what is marriage, what is friendship, what's the right context, and I have friends who listen to Relevant Radio. You know, I grew up choosing to listen to various talks and speakers and see these incredible examples of marriage, these goals and ideals that the church calls us to, and we hear on Relevant Radio kind of the how-to and the examples that people are hungry for. Some people have no friends groups or role models to look toward in order to show them what marriage is, what that permanence and fidelity is. And here on Relevant Radio, this is where you receive that. Even if there's been brokenness within your own home, a lack of examples, brokenness in your own heart, it's here. On Trending with Timory, on Relevant Radio, on all of our shows throughout the day. So we need more people to step up and donate. Join the family of Relevant Radio.
And make that call right now, 877-291-0123, relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. Again, any amount you donate is matched dollar for dollar. Maybe you can come in at that higher level, 5, 6, 7,000, 10,000, 12,000. Make that donation and watch your donation be matched and go twice as far. Join the family right now.
The Relevant Radio Fall Pledge Drive continues. Join the family now.
Greater love has no one than this, to lay down his life for his friend. John 15, the words of Jesus Christ, when talking about what are the greatest commandments? What matters? We're called to literally lay down our lives the way Christ did. So what example do we have? Christ on the cross, crucifix, and Jesus is bloody, bruised, and beaten. And sometimes it's my problem with some of these resurrected Christs, where Christ is coming up off of the cross and he's all pure and wonderful looking. I think that we need that gruesome cross to remind us that, yes, there is a great miracle, but before that great miracle was the tragedy and the contradiction of the faith that shook so many people. That this was the path God was calling us to. Now, you and I might not be called to a bloody martyrdom like so many of the saints before us. But as Saint Teresa of Calcutta and others have talked about, there is a white martyrdom that truly people in the 21st century are called to. This radical living that goes in total opposition to what the culture is saying. And we were just talking about how there are these other alternative forms of committed relationships that people are seeking out over marriage, or where they're married and they're choosing to follow these alternative relationships. And I think of these words of Christ, greater love has no man than this, to lay down his life for his friends. Yes, friendship matters, but context does too. So does proportion. And we talked at the beginning of the show about one of the mega church pastors, Hillsong on the East Coast, Justin Bieber's church, right? Carl Lenz, and how he had to step down. He left working for the church. Why? Because he said he didn't do an adequate job of protecting his own spirit. He was unfaithful in his marriage. Well, he can lay down his life for all these other people who he's ministering to as a pastor, but if he doesn't have the right context and proportion, He's going to lose sight of himself and his path to sanctification. That's why we're talking about it today during our marriage hour every Thursday here on Trending. And I was reminded of this beautiful example of sanctification, a path to holiness that we're given in marriage, but also of unique examples that married couples live this out that we don't necessarily think of. So marriage has a mission. I was reminded of this in a unique way today when I was reading an article having to do with All Souls Day and how many widows and widowers are remembering their spouses, in particular this month, praying and making intercessions for them, and even mourning the loss of that person physically present in their life. In my own journey, I have had a number of very, very close friends and mentors who are widows. And I've seen their fidelity to a mission that has been so profound, unlike any other I've seen before, in fact. A fidelity to a mission of holiness. Now, a couple of these people I think of, first and foremost, they are serving. They're serving the church in various capacities, from pro-life nonprofits to Catholic education institutions to on-the-ground action work. And I think of their fidelity to their mission and how profound is it. They recognize, wow, my spouse has left, yes, a gaping hole in my life. But Christ has filled that hole, and he has given me a mission that is so much more clear to me that my holiness was what mattered. And maybe, and I've even heard them say, maybe that's why God allowed this spouse to be taken away from me, because I needed to remember that my focus couldn't be on this person first. I think of one who they became empty nesters, and not long after that, one of the spouses died. And they thought, wow, this is our time to have fun, you know, to enjoy life. And boom, taken away in an instant. To come home that day and your spouse is gone. And then in the face of tragedies such as that, even the worst tragedies, to have a spouse who is taken from us in a way that we can't understand, that is tragic. And we live in a culture with loneliness, depression, drugs. And there are instances where good marriages have had a great loss in a very challenging context. And that's a little wavering. It causes our faith to waver. But then I'm thinking about widows, and I think about this fidelity to a mission of holiness. And I also think about how Jesus Christ says in Matthew 22 that there is no marriage in heaven. Marriage is gone. And so how can a spouse be faithful to their spouse after they've died? Well, it's fascinating. If they first see still that their mission is to holiness, just like it was when their spouse was still living, that holiness came first, but that they were to do it together. You see, our goal in life is eternal beatitude with God. Marriage isn't necessary for that, but it is one of the ways in which God has given us to get there. You see, the fullness, we talk about St. John Paul II and the history of the church and theology of the body and what it says about marriage. And we talk a lot about the spousal meaning of the body, the sexual complementarity written into the male and female body for one another. We talk about how Adam alone in the garden, as we read about in Genesis chapter 2, there was this original state of solitude when he's alone that reveals that the human person is created to be with others. Well, there may be this spousal meaning of the body of physical complementarity, and there may be this understanding that we're not made to be alone, but the fullness of this isn't revealed in marriage. It's ultimately revealed in God, in the communion of saints, and being with God in that eternal beatitude. And so as we look at this, I look at some of what the church has had to say to widows and widowers after the death of their loved one. And the church does permit, of course, for that spouse to remarry after the loss of their spouse. Because remember, marriage isn't in heaven. Marriage is until death do us part. Now don't go and get creative here on me. But remember, marriage is till death do us part. So you are free to remarry after your spouse has died. However, I think of the words of Pius XII back in 1957. He said, although the church does not condemn second marriages, it is partial to souls who want to remain faithful to their spouse and to the perfect symbolism of the sacrament of marriage. But hold us on a second, Timmy, didn't you just say that in Matthew 22, Jesus said there is no marriage in heaven? I did. But one of our very own popes, Pope Pius XII, and even in the tradition of the church, has actually encouraged, and even here says, is partial towards the spouse who's still on earth remaining faithful to their deceased spouse as a perfect symbol of the sacrament of marriage, of that fidelity and permanence that looks different, but in a way that a life is honored still. Pope Pius XII goes on to say, the trial, that is of the separation, the trial becomes an opportunity for a deeper unity, knowing that the other is happy in God, an initiation into eternity. See, this fidelity of widows and widowers to their deceased spouse points to this mission of holiness that you and I are all called to. This deeper unity that can be lived out, and by a living spouse making intercession for the soul of their loved one, who they pray will be before the throne of God interceding for them one day. And it's a reminder that that is where we are called to go. That is what the mission of marriage is, our sanctification, and to work together with our spouse for our children in order to make it there. You're listening to Trending with Timmery here on Relevant Radio. I'm going to come back following up on these ideas of permanence and fidelity within marriage and confusion about some of the local states and various laws that have been passed or even voted for by the people. We're going to answer the question, which could be discussed for years on end without exhausting it, what is marriage? I'll be right back.
Bringing Christ to the world through the media. Here's a Relevant Radio miracle moment.
I just wanted to share a little bit about my alcoholism. Somewhere along the line, someone had told me that Jesus heals and Jesus can help and fill me up. And someone planted that seed in my mind, and it took years and years and years for it to grow. And one day I was sick and tired of being sick and tired, and I sought out a priest out in Washington State. I made my first confession in 11 years, and now I'm on the road to recovery. I'm actually discerning with Franciscans, start my postulancy in July, but it wasn't until I was so desperate that I decided to give Jesus an honest try, and it actually worked. It's one of the biggest blessings in my life.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Relevant Radio is listener-supported. Give online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app.
This is the Relevant Radio Pledge Drive, asking you to join the family here at 877-291-0123. That phone number again, nice and slow, 877-291-0123. You can also donate online, relevantradio.com, or through the Relevant Radio app. And it doesn't matter whether you donate online, through the app, or by calling us. Any amount that you donate is matched dollar for dollar. And Timmery, I've got great news. We had somebody step forward and said, I want to see my donation matched, and I want to see it matched in a big way. They made a donation of $6,000. Nancy passed that along to me. $6,000, and that's matched with another $6,000. So that becomes a total gift of $12,000 to Relevant Radio.
Wow, praise God. Your money is matched dollar for dollar. If you don't get it, this is where someone comes in and says, for every dollar that's donated today, Thursday, during Pledge Drive, I will double that. I will double that. So we need 100 donors to step up. Last I knew, where's our count? Where are we at, Josh?
We are looking for another 47 people to step forward and help us out here during this hour.
Okay, we're halfway there, and we've got about a little more than 15 minutes.
16 minutes, right, yeah.
So we're there. We're getting there. I'm asking you to step up. If you've not donated yet, maybe you can't give much. Maybe you are saying, you know what, it's a big sacrifice. I want to give. Whatever you can give, We are asking you to donate and support Relevant Radio. Your pennies, your dollars, it do go somewhere, as well as those large gifts. Maybe you are able to give more. Maybe you're able to say, you know what, I'm going to give up something in my life that's maybe around that $50 range each month, and I'm going to give that instead to Relevant Radio. I'm going to fast or abstain from something I love in order to make the sacrifice for an even greater love I have, and that is God and helping to bring others toward Him.
877-291-0123. You can bring others towards Christ with your donation, with your support. And if you've made that donation, say a prayer for Relevant Radio. And if you are calling with your donation, if you're making that donation online at relevantradio.com or through the Relevant Radio app, let us know how we can pray for you. We take each of those prayer intentions, and they're prayed for by each of the people that work here at Relevant Radio. We take them into our chapel in front of the Blessed Sacrament, and we pray for them individually. We keep your information where it's confidential, but we just have the intention itself and make sure we pray for each one of those. You can help people just like Paul, who's been listening to Relevant Radio, and I love this. Paul listens to Relevant Radio out in Sacramento, California. He said, I've been listening for a couple of years. I find it very educational. I find it very inspiring. And because I used the product of Relevant Radio, I thought I'd better make a contribution. I'm not Catholic, really miss Relevant Radio if I don't listen each day. Thank you so much, Paul, for making that donation, for calling in and letting us know how Relevant Radio is impacting your life, even though you're not Catholic. And we hear from lots of people that aren't Catholic that say, no, I really want to continue the work that Relevant Radio is doing and how it helps me understand what's happening in the culture better. 877-291-0123.
And remember, you can give online. It's easy. You receive a special talk from Father Simon if you do. Head over to the Relevant Radio app or relevantradio.com. Your money is matched dollar for dollar. We've made it halfway to our goal this hour. We need a little less than 50 more people to donate now. So please head over to relevantradio.com. Make your donation. The number's 1-877-291-0123. Don't hesitate. Donate now. Your money is matched dollar for dollar.
We're talking about what you're thinking about. You're listening to Trending with Timmery on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Okay, you're here, you're joining me during our weekly marriage hour. Maybe you have a topic that you would like to hear discussed relating to working yourself toward marriage, toward dating and relationships, toward edifying that marriage. Maybe there's something that's a little confusing that you've heard the catechism teach about what marriage is. Let me know. Send me your questions. We love to talk about it here on Trending, especially every Thursday, dedicating that hour specifically to marriage. You can contact me via social media. You can head over to relevantradio.com/trending where you can connect and ask your questions. Maybe it's an important topic in the culture that's confused you. I was thinking about this earlier. What is marriage? We've been talking a lot about how being a parent is a part of marriage, that spiritual and spiritual motherhood and spiritual fatherhood, and how important that is. Well, what is marriage? We know that prior to Obergefell versus Hodges, that Supreme Court case that occurred just in the last 5 years or so, all of a sudden marriage was, quote, redefined, and it could be between anyone. It's starting out with two people of the same sex, but that's quickly changing. We saw examples of this in local areas throughout the country where we're sanctioning polygamous relationships. But what's fascinating to me is that every culture in all of history has had some form of marriage, and it's always come down to one man and one woman. In fact, even people in the United States, leading all the way up to that Supreme Court decision just in the last 5 years, in 32 states, the people voted to affirm that marriage was between one man and one woman. Even states like my home state, California, I'm a Southern California girl, I was shocked. We fought and we fought in 2008 to make sure that there was a clear element of our state constitution that said marriage was between one man and one woman. I remember I was, I think, a teenager still, and I was sitting there at phone banks, and we're calling people, asking them, what do you think about marriage? Can you vote on this? And the overwhelming response from Californians is that marriage is between one man and one woman. 32 states voted, California, Wisconsin, Maine, and other states that aren't really known for following traditional values, even in today's day and age. And then 12 more states passed statutes doing the same thing, saying that marriage is between one man and one woman. That makes 44 states affirmed the conjugal view of marriage. What the heck is a conjugal view of marriage? Has to do with sex. You don't have marriage if you don't have sexual complementarity. It just doesn't work. Just like you can't take off on a plane if your seatbelt isn't put together. You see those signs? You can't tie it. You have to have a male and a female end, not a male and a male or a female and a female. Do you get where I'm going here? Your car can't run if you don't put gas into it correctly. And the gas tank itself has a proper way of functioning. I'm sorry if you're dying here, but we've got to be clear sometimes. You can't take off on the plane. You can't drive your car out of the gas station if you're low, if you don't fill it up in the right way. So then this begs the question, if marriage is between one man and one woman, and now all of a sudden the state has redefined, the country has redefined from the Supreme Court, what does that mean? Well, originally, the state recognized marriage between one man and one woman for this reason, the family unit. Upholding the family unit, providing stability for children, their right to their natural born right to a mother and a father. Stability for the spouses. Hey, do you remember what I said at the beginning of the show? We're looking at 42% of adult Americans do not live with a spouse or even someone that they consider a partner. One out of five Americans report being extremely alone. Our Surgeon General has called this a public health crisis. We don't get what marriage is today. And then when the state suddenly says, well, marriage is whatever you want, you define it, it creates confusion. The state is meant to uphold the stability of the family of children, spouses, and ultimately that upholds the stability of the society. Look at what's happening all around you. Look at this last year. We have seen unprecedented civil unrest in the United States of America. We have seen socialism peeking its head. We have seen the breakdown of the family from a state institution educational perspective. Socialism wants to break up the family. Socialism wants for there to be more abortions, for the government to raise the children, for there to be a separation between child and parent. This is what we allow to happen when we think that marriage is reducible to an intense emotional union that comes before all else. That Bay expression that I mentioned earlier. Marriage has to do with sexual complementarity and the potency for new life. How do we know this? Well, what did God tell us when he first created Adam and Eve? I said first it has sexual complementarity and potency for new life. Well, sexual complementarity comes from the fact that God looked at Adam and Eve and he said the two shall become one flesh. Again, can your plane take off? Will it work? I'm killing myself here. Okay. And then second, is there potency for new life? Where does that come from? Again, the beginning of the Bible. First couple chapters of Genesis. Be fruitful and multiply. The two shall become one flesh. Shows the sexual complementarity. Be fruitful and multiply. Shows the potency for new life. The fruitfulness, the growth of the two spouses. And that points to how marriage is permanent and exclusive. Child Protective Services and social workers do not enforce the permanence and exclusivity of marriage. They do not ensure children's welfare. It's intact marriages that are faithful and permanent that protect children and protect spouses. and help to walk away from that loneliness and brokenness in the culture. Remember, the Catechism of the Catholic Church has been very clear. Marriage is for the good of the spouses and the procreation and education of children. It's a path of holiness. Because what's good for spouses? For you and your spouse to go to heaven. What's good for children? To raise them in their faith. That's why this whole hour having to do with marriage, what is the mission? What is marriage? Can your plane take off? This is important. That's why we talk about marriage every week here on Trending, and we will continue to every Thursday. Thanks for being with me. I look forward to tomorrow's show.
All right, 5 minutes to go. 5 minutes. We can do this. We're looking for another 23 calls this hour. And you can be the next one. Help us out. Help us. I'm saying calls. You can also make your pledge online at relevantradio.com or through the Relevant Radio app. I'm just so used to saying calls. I think it's because there's kind of like this Pavlovian reward response kind of thing. Every time I look at the screen and I see another call come up, and I don't have a screen for people who make online donations, so it's not the same sort of immediate reward kind of thing for me. All right.
Mean
so,
trip.
I know. Yeah, I know. I'm drooling now. 877-291-0123. That bell just rang, and automatically I just start drooling. 877-291-0123. RelevantRadio.com or through the Relevant Radio app. And Nancy passed on something else to me, Timmery. So we had a $6,000 gift already this hour. Somebody else just stepped up and said, nope, I think I can do better. I'm gonna have my
Woo!
Donation matched as well. So they bumped it up a tiny bit, said $6,500. I'm going to make a $6,500 gift.
Wow.
Yeah, thank you so much for making that donation. And again, that's matched dollar for dollar. And anybody who donates, whether you donate $65, $6,500, $65,000, which would be amazing.
Oh, let's do it.
Yeah, that would make a huge dent in going towards our goal. But you can have your donation matched when you call right now, 877-291-0123.
Josh, pledge drives are so exciting. I remember when I was a kid, you know, I grew up a total radio junkie. My mom was, and I'd hear these pledge drives, and I would get so excited. I would check in throughout the week. How are we doing? Where are we at? What do they need? And here we are now. We have our pledge drive. Maybe you're excited. Maybe you're checking in. Where are they? Our need is 2.7 million. We needed 100 donors this hour. We've had some really generous people step up. I'm asking you to not just be excited for us, to not just be on the winning team. I'm asking you to help us get there. Help us meet our need of $2.7 million to bring answers about marriage and faith into a culture that is starving. You want to impact the culture? You want to see a change in the election? You want to see a change in the hearts and minds of your family members? Help us meet our need. Join the family of Relevant Radio because we've joined yours. But will you join ours?
877-291-0123. And we really do mean that when we say join the family. We want you to become a part of what is happening here. That's what that join part means. You become actively involved in what's happening at Relevant Radio. And we can't do this without you. In fact, you know, we've already heard from over 8,000 people who have stepped forward and made donations this week so far. And you can be the next one. We're down to just a little over 2 minutes left in this hour where you can have your donation match dollar for dollar. 877-291-0123. But we also mean that part of our theme this time around, join the family. And I don't think we've ever seen that better than during this time of this COVID pandemic, where together we've been able to join together and pray. We've been able to laugh together. We've really, you know, had the ability to cry together for when we've been suffering through some of the different experiences we've had here. But we lift each other up. And in fact, in just a minute and a half, we're going to begin the Family Rosary Across America. And that's one of those amazing moments where we have tens of thousands of people across the country and around the world who are praying together. The power, the miracles that can be worked right there, it's just astounding, and that's what your donation provides. And again, your donation goes twice as far with the matching dollars available at 877-291-0123, relevantradio.com, or through the Relevant Radio app.
You have just a minute here. Call, log in online, relevantradio.com. Make your donation now. It's not too late. We have hit that 1.8 million mark. We still need almost another million to go. We need to reach 2.7 million. We're asking you to help us meet our need. Join the family. Hey, forget about, you know, I was talking about fidelity marriage. You know, make Relevant Radio your bae today before all else. Make that donation. Please support us now.
You can do that at 877-291-0123. It's okay. If you want to make a donation, we'll let you call your wife or your husband. You can discuss it with them before you make the pledge. But just hurry and do it quickly. You'll have your donation matched dollar for dollar, and you're going to be so glad that you did. 877-291-0123. Come on, join the family.